Good to see each and every one of you this morning. I'm ready to get back up here again to present God's Word to us, and I hope each and every one of you is ready to look into God's Word, and let's see how God's Word can help continue to guide us and correct us as it intends to, as we need to let it do. God gave us His Word, and we need to be able to look into God's Word and realizing that it is the truth. It is God's Word. It is something that we need to take as something that is serious, something that God intends for us to obey, and those who truly love Him will obey these things. And so I hope that's how we all see God's Word, and I hope we're all ready to look into God's Word. And as Brother Kevin mentioned a while ago, I was planning on preaching on baptism this morning, on the one baptism, which many of them out there, many still are preaching today, three baptisms still in the New Testament. And we do see different baptisms in the New Testament, but I think next week or whenever we do, I do present this lesson, that we will clearly see that that one baptism we see today is the water baptism, but we'll get into that later on. I wanted more time to present that lesson. But this morning, I'm going to be talking about the parable of the unforgiving servant, as Brother Josh has read for us. I want us to look into this parable. I like love looking into Christ's parables that He's given us. A lot of good teaching is in His parables. We just look into His parables and look into the things that He has given us. A lot of these things can help us today. And so I want us to look in now into this parable here of the unforgiving servant. And we talk about this parable here, as Josh read a while ago. This parable was spoken by Christ in response to Peter's question concerning forgiveness. So that's where this parable come from, as Jesus was answering Peter's question here. And Peter's question, we've seen there a while ago in Matthew 18. If you ain't got your Bibles, you already turned there. If you will, go ahead and turn to Matthew chapter 18. That's where the majority of our lessons are going to come from today. In Matthew 18 there, 21 through 35, there is the parable. But there, Peter's question, you look at there, was, how often should I forgive his brother? His question he was asking. How often? You think about that. Peter thought, well, to forgive seven times, I think Peter thought, that's a lot. I think that's the day we think, that's a lot. I got to forgive my brother seven times. We think, that's a lot. Ain't that enough? I think we even probably even go even farther to say that, well, we think, well, I'll give him one chance. I'll forgive him one time. But I ain't going to give him no more. And why do we sometimes, I think, have this attitude? Well, that's the attitude we see from the world. And as we see the attitude of the world, a lot of times creeps in on us. And so I think a lot of times we see this in the world today, a lot of them have that attitude. Well, I'll forgive them one time. And what does that say? And they say, shame me once, shame on you, shame me twice, shame on me. And that's the attitude they think is, I'll give you one chance, that's it, after that. But that is not how we are taught in the Scriptures. When we see a brother who is truly humbles himself and asks for that forgiveness, and we are to forgive. And that's what I want us to look in this lesson today, to see these things. And that is how we must have this type of attitude. And when you realize that, so I want us to be honest with ourselves this morning. I want us to ask ourselves, do I have a forgiving heart? Do I have a forgiving heart? We need to also realize how much God forgave us. I think sometimes we might forget how much God does forgive us and has forgave us of our debt, and realize that we're still in debt to Him today. We was not worthy of our forgiveness. We need to realize that. We owed a debt that we could not pay. When we humble ourselves before the Lord, He does show us mercy and compassion. And praise God. That's something we should all rejoice in today. When we humble ourselves before our true and living God, He shows us mercy and compassion. And each and every one of us in here need that. And what a great and glorious thing that should be to each and every one of us. We should rejoice today in that, realizing that we serve our Lord who is long-suffering with us, who is merciful, who does have compassion. But I want us to get from this lesson today, we ourselves also must have compassion. And so, do we. So let's go ahead and look into this parable here. Let's go ahead and read there the first two verses here, right before the parable. It says, now in, let me get on the right page here. Matthew 18 there, 21. Then Peter came to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times? Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. And so, Jesus answered the question here to him. Peter asked the question there we just seen. Peter says seven times. And the Lord says 70 up to 70 times seven. So the Lord's here telling us here we must forgive 490 times. So y'all need to keep your little tab book out, and every time you forgive your brother, mark it down. And when you get to 490, you're done. Now that's not what the Lord's teaching here. The Lord's teaching here us that it is an unlimited number of times that we are to forgive our brother. It is we are to keep on forgiving. What about the Lord? Y'all reckon what if the Lord kept tabs on us? And He was only going to forgive us at 490 times. Y'all think we'd be there at 490 yet? We're probably way over, each and every one of us. Realizing that, how merciful our God is. We just need to look at this, what Jesus says. And then Jesus here, as He responded back to Him up to 70 times 7, then He goes into the parable here. But this, we need to realize this is us, for us today, to keep on forgiving. We need to have that forgiving heart. So now Christ now starts this parable here, in verses 23. He says, therefore the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. Alright, so now here we have this certain king here who wanted to settle his accounts with his servants. And one of them here, who he's brought to him, he owed him 10,000 talents. We don't measure things today in our country on talents and these type of weights. But I want us to look back. Well, actually, you got to turn back there. But there in 1 Kings 10:14, think about this. This is says here in 1 Kings 10:14 that the weight of gold that came to Solomon yearly, you don't know how much that was? We're told the weight of the gold that came to Solomon yearly was 666 talents of gold. That's what came to Solomon a year. In 1 year, 666 talents. That was a lot. This talents we're talking about was a measurement or a scale that was measured in these precious metals and things back then that they had, things that's what it was compared to. And there's only 666 talents of gold that was given to Solomon here. And I've seen somebody put, I had a book I was reading back in 68 printed that's saying that if you figure this out today and these talents back in the 60s, this would have been well over $16 million. Well, I don't know how you can quite figure that, but today, if that was the case, then it'd be in the billions then. But whatever this is, we need to just look at this talents. This is a large, large amount here. This is a debt so large that he could never repay it. This is a large amount of debt. This fella did not have it. He could not ever get it. He could not repay it. And that's why he's using this. And then, we need to go ahead and look at the heavenly meaning so far. We do realize these parables here that Jesus is teaching here and has taught. They have this heavenly meaning to these things. And so we see the heavenly meaning so far to this parable. We should go ahead and see that this king here represents God dealing with us today. We need to go ahead and see this. This king here that he's talking about is God dealing with us today comparing to. And the servant here who owes too much debt that he could not repay, that represents us. Brethren, do we understand that we owe a debt that we can never repay? It is so large of a debt that no matter how hard we try, we're never going to be able to repay it. So I want us to kind of go ahead and see that as we go into this parable, realizing that from the very beginning. We need to realize in Romans 3:23, we realize that for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have sinned and we all fall short of the glory of God. We none deserve it. So think about that as we kind of go on into this parable now. As we look into this man here who owes so much debt. So what must we do then? We owe all this debt. What must we do? Let's look on there in verse 25 of this parable. It says, but as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and his children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. So I want us to look closely at this. Here, we have there what was to be done. Because he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife, his children, and everything that he had was to be sold. And that was to make payment be made. It was not going to pay off the debt. It was not to pay off the debt. It would not pay off the debt. It was a payment on that debt. And when he was going to do all these things, this man done what? Very important. When he realized what was to be done with him, this servant, it says there in verse 26, therefore fell down. King James Version actually says worship there. He fell down before him saying, Master, have patience with me and I will pay you all. He could not pay it, but he's begging for mercy here. He's fell down at his master's feet. He has humbled himself here before his master. Think about back on the prodigal son. When the prodigal son, we all know the parable there, the prodigal son. He went and wasted his life on prodigal living. Throwed it all away. All his money. Had nothing left. Come back to home. He did not come back with a haughty attitude and say, Dad, I'm back. Give me something to eat. He come back as a humble, ready to come back as a humble servant, just a servant of his dad. He come back, when he come back and seen his dad, he fell down at his feet and said, I am no longer worthy to be called your child. I have sinned against you in heaven. Think about the attitudes there that we see in these parables though. It's this humility. The humility that we have to have. When we humble ourselves before God, what does God do for us? He then exalts us. We see this attitude here of this servant here. When he realized what was going to have to happen when him not being able to pay, he fell down and he humbled himself before his master. Look at the attitude there of the master. The master of that servant then was moved with compassion. So we see the servant therefore fell down him saying, Master, have patience with me and I will pay you all. There in verse 27 he says, Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion. He was moved with compassion. He released him and forgave him the debt. He asked him to have patience with him and he said, He will pay you all. I will pay you all. What master went even farther than that? He had compassion on him. What did he do? He released him and he forgave him all his debt. Forgave him all his debt. When we think about that, how far this master, this servant's master went when he did fall down, humble himself before him. He was willing to release him and forgive him all his debt. He did more than what even the servant was even asking for. We see here this compassion. Very great compassion that he had. What a relief you think about. What a relief this should have been. Think about this. Shouldn't this have been a great relief? I mean, this is a man here who is fitting to lose everything. He was fitting to be thrown into prison, been sold, him and his wife, his children, and sold everything he had, and now it's all been forgiven. How should this man have felt? This man should have felt relief. Think about us today. Think about us. We realize what a great feeling this should be. Think about us today when we realize that we cannot begin to pay the debt that we owe. We cannot pay the debt that we owe. And we humble ourselves before our God and we repent of our sins and we confess Him and we're buried with Him, buried with our Lord and Savior through baptism, and then we're willing to live that life for Him. What a great, great and awesome feeling that is, realizing that our debt has been paid, that our Lord and Savior paid it all. Ain't that a great feeling? A great feeling it is. And that's how this servant here should have felt. Having this feeling and knowing that his sin, his debt he had has been washed away. It's been paid for. So we ourselves realize that we have a great feeling. We've all here, ones who are here who have obeyed the gospel, who have done those things that our Lord and Savior would ask of us. What a great feeling it is. We realize that this debt that we had, it was paid in full by the precious blood of Christ. He paid the price that we should have paid. He paid it. But we need to realize one thing, though. We are still debtors. Do we realize that? price was paid, but we are still debtors. We are debtors to God for what He has done to us. Y'all, we'll turn to Romans chapter 18. We'll look at that. In Romans chapter 8, Romans there, chapter 8, starting in verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. We realize that. Debt has been paid, but we are in debt now to God. We are still in debt. There in verse, back up to verse 11 there in that same chapter. It says, but if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors. But we're not debtors to the flesh. To live according to the flesh, it says. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit to death and the deeds of the body, you will live. We are debtors to Christ. That debt has been paid, but now we're in debt to Christ. And you think about this servant here who had so much to be thankful for, so much to be joyful for. And so do we. We have a lot to be joyful for. It is a great and glorious thing to realize that our debt has been paid, that our Lord paid it all, and now we're in debt to Him, and we're just going to live now for Him. We're going to live in the Spirit after Him. We're going to do those things that our Lord and Savior would ask us to do in His Word. We're going to do those things. That should be a great thing, a great feeling. But we see here this servant. This servant here went out. Let's look there in verse 28 now. I'm back in Matthew 18 again. Look there in verse 28. And it says, but that servant. But, it says, it changes the thing. This servant here, his servant was moved with compassion on him. He released him and forgave him the debt. Then it says in verse 28, but that servant went out. So he's not going out obviously like he should. He said, but that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat saying, pay me what you owe. So you see here now what this servant here has went out and done. He says there his fellow servants there in verse 29, his fellow servants fell down at his feet. So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and he begged him saying, have patience with me and I will pay you all. And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So he's went out now after he's just had this compassion showed on him, and this servant has went out. Not he should here, but he should have went out as one who just showed compassion and mercy. He should have had that type of attitude. But yet, no. He went out and he found a fellow servant, who owed him 100 denarii. And this, think about this. This ain't 100 talents. He owed 10,000 talents. This is 100 denarii. King James Version there uses pence. Think about pennies today for us. This is usually the smallest within a currency system. This is the smallest on the scale. We see the talents, then we see the denarii, the pence. This is the lower scale. And in that same book where they said that other one was worth way in the millions, this here was like worth $17, what they had to figure it up to. I don't know what it is today, but it's just we need to see it as that debt there and the talents, 10,000 talents was a debt that could not be paid. This here was a low amount, sum. That was little. This was a little amount. And what did he do when he seen his fellow servant here? He took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. So think about the attitude here now of this servant. He then went out and found this other guy after he had just had all his debt forgiven of him. So much debt he had never been able to pay it. He's went out and found somebody who owed him very little, and he's grabbed him up by the throat, and they're telling him to pay me what you owe me. His fellow servant did what? Think about that. His fellow servant did the same thing that he done. He fell down, and he said the same thing. Let's look there. There in verse 29, his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay you all. So we see here this servant here has done the same thing that he did. He has fell down at his feet, begging for mercy here, wants time to repay all these things. But yet, what was different here? What was the difference here? Well, verse 30 there, and he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. His master, when he fell down at his feet and begged for mercy, he received compassion. But yet, when his fellow servant fell down at his feet, begged for mercy, he had no compassion. That's the difference that we see here in these two. This servant here who was just forgiven all this debt, he now has not forgiven his fellow servant here. He's showing no compassion. And so, think about that ourselves today. What about our attitudes? Do we have an attitude sometimes not willing to forgive others when maybe they want our forgiveness, but yet we're not really wanting to forgive? Look at the, we need to always think about what God has did for us. What God has did for us. He has forgiven us our debts. He willingly laid down His Son for us. What a great, great compassion that we've seen from our God. What kind of compassion do we have? Think about, y'all think about the Lord's Prayer, where the Lord was teaching them to pray there. Y'all, we're going to turn to Matthew chapter 6 there. Let's flip back a few chapters to Matthew chapter 6. But there in Matthew chapter 6, we see here where the Lord here is teaching them to pray here. He's using a prayer here. And in this prayer, let's start there in verse... Well, we're going back up. We'll go ahead and start there in verse 9. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 9 says, in this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, Jesus says, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Conditional. We ever thought about that? Our forgiveness is conditional. Conditional on what? It's conditional here, it says, on how we forgive those who sinned against us. You see there as he prayed that prayer. He said, the Lord says, and forgive us our debts. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So, as we forgive our debtors, the Lord will forgive our debts in those things. Now, there's still more to it. We understand what He done. He still humbled Himself before God and done those His master here. Just as we must humble ourselves before God and be obedient to Him. But we still have to have this type of forgiveness in Him, as it tells us there very clearly. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive the men their trespasses, then neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. It is conditional there. We must have that same compassion that our Lord and Savior has had for us on our brethren. We've got to have that type of attitude. Look back there now, Matthew chapter 18 again. There's the last part of it. Matthew chapter 18. There in 31 starting. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done. So his fellow servants here saw what this man has done here. And they just realized that he's just had all his debt forgiven. They were very grieved. And they came and they told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you? And his master was angry, and he delivered him into the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. So we see here this servant was shown compassion, but he had no compassion for others. He was shown compassion, but he had no compassion. Once his master had heard what had happened, he was very angry with him. Very angry. You think of God, how God would see us today. When God does see us, when we have that type of heart, not willing to forgive our brother who has asked for our forgiveness, who has done those things, but yet we're not willing to forgive. And God ourselves will be angry with us for not having the compassion that He has had on us. We deserve death, we realize that. But God forgave us that debt. Christ paid the price for us. But you see this servant here in the parable. His master called him a wicked servant. After he's done forgave him this debt. Think about that. His debt was already forgiven. Well, what about now? His debt was forgiven, but now all that debt that was forgiven now has come back on him. It was conditional. It's all come back on him. And his master now has delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all he owed. He's done the same thing now as he done to his fellow servant that he went out to. Same thing has happened to him. We can learn a lot from this. There in verse 35, Christ makes it very clear. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart, does not forgive his brother his trespasses. We must forgive our brother their trespasses from the heart. Think about that. From the heart. From inside. We can say all day long, I forgive you. But if we still got that in our hearts where we're not letting it go, we're not forgiven. And we can't fool God. We'd realize that. So, I just want us to think about these things today. There's a lot we can learn from this parable. Because like I see from the world, I know we've all probably had this. We have problems sometimes. I have problems dealing with these things sometimes. We don't want somebody to do us wrong. Yes, we might forgive them one time. But we think once is enough. Peter thought seven was enough. The Lord told him no. Seven times is not enough. We have to have compassion as our God has had on us. We deserve death. We had a debt that we could not pay, and that's what I want us to see out of this. We have a debt that we cannot pay. But how great it is to be shown compassion and mercy and to have our debt forgiven. Brethren, that's a great, awesome thing. Each and every one of us should be rejoicing here as a child of God and realizing that. That is a great thing. I don't deserve heaven. You don't deserve heaven. We don't deserve God's love, but we have it if we humble ourselves before Him and turn our lives over to Him. We have that compassion. We have that mercy. But let us be very careful ourselves to show the same compassion. That same compassion that God showed for us, let us be careful to show that same compassion to our fellow servants. Sometimes it's hard to do. Sometimes it's hard to forgive somebody who might have done us wrong. But yet, we are to have that same compassion that God had for us. And we need to realize it is a blessing to receive this. It's a blessing to receive it. We all realize that. It's a blessing to receive the compassion. But do we realize it's also a blessing to give it? We'd rather be on the receiving end to receive the compassion. It's a blessing to receive the compassion that God has given us. But it's a great blessing too also to give compassion. So do we give compassion where we need to, or our brothers and sisters in Christ, whoever it may be, who have done us wrong, who have sinned against us? Are we willing to forgive their trespasses and have compassion on them as God had with us? It is a great thing to have that type of attitude. But we need to also realize at the very end how Christ finished us off there with that parable. Our Heavenly Father will do the same to us if we don't forgive, though. And we have to forgive from the heart. We don't want to be as this other man was. We don't want to have an attitude as this man. We can see it clearly here. And sometimes these things can't be brought to our attention until somebody brings them to our attention. You think about as it was with David and how his attitude was. It was brought before his attention in a way that he did not thought. Sometimes we might have attitude that we don't want to forgive or we don't want to show compassion. Brethren, we must show compassion. We've been shown compassion, so we ourselves must show compassion. And we must forgive, and it must be from the heart. We must forgive from the heart. And so let us think about these things as we go through this life. This world can have a great influence on us, and we must be very careful. This is our influence. This is what it must influence us. God's Word, we look into it, and let it guide us, let it correct us. And I hope the words I've given you this morning has encouraged you a little bit and has made us joyful. Brethren, we had a debt that we could not pay, but it's been paid. All we have to do now, realize and know that we have to have that same compassion. So, think on those things. Think on these things that our Lord has given us. Let's realize that we've been shown mercy. We've been shown compassion. So let us show this compassion. There may be some here who's not obeyed the gospel, who has not come and humbled herself before God, who has not repented of their sins, who has not confessed Him, who has not been buried with Him in a watery grave of baptism to put on Christ. Brethren, you can do that now. Or people here who want to become a brother, you can do that now. You can come to Him now. Turn your life over to God, and your debt can be paid as well, and then we can live unto Him as we should, and show compassion to others. So there may be some here who among us who might need prayer to the congregation for whatever reason. You have that opportunity now. You need to come forward as we stand and sing. The song has been selected.